Louise McSharry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.
That is Janelle Monáe, Pink. I was just telling the guys from the guys. You're not the guys from Gastro Gaze. You are the Gastro Gaze. I was just telling Russell and Patrick that that music video for Pink by Janelle Monáe is, I think, my favorite music video of all time. The women in it wear trousers that represent the female genitalia, and it is just glorious. So if you're into that kind of thing, maybe look it up.
You know your audience, please.
Yeah, not really for you guys, I suppose.
Can appreciate it though.
You were born of one.
Exactly.
It gave you life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let's show some respect.
Absolutely.
Here. Okay, let's move on. So we are here to talk about brunch.
Yes. And happy Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Although it is incredibly grey and wet and windy outside, it's probably the wettest Pride I've ever experienced.
So but maybe it's a good thing it didn't happen yesterday.
Our spirits are all incredibly high. So.
Well, that's I was thinking that yesterday as it was like gale force winds or whatever and rain. I was like, I don't think I'd want to be like ambling down O'Connell Street.
I'd still try.
Oh,
but
I mean, look, you do it.
Yeah.
You would suck it up. I have definitely stood in the rain at Pride previously.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But anyway, we are doing it differently this year. And so a lot of us are doing it at home. And I think, you know, going out for brunch would be a big part of a lot of people's prides. But this year, as I said, that's not happening. So what recommendations do you guys have?
The thing I'd say about brunch is it's all about colour and fun.
Yeah.
But it's also all about ease. So if you're entertaining, there is no, I would avoid having to stand at the hob stirring stuff or like a huge assembly. Keep things easy and simple.
Mm. The funny thing is you say this, I'm having flashbacks.
It's always me.
It's usually you. I'm having flashbacks at any time we're like, oh, let's do brunch or let's have people over or anything like that in the previous life. And I'd often be like, I got a great idea for breakfast.
Yeah.
You should absolutely make this. There you go.
I think you'd be great at this.
Yeah. My skill set doesn't extend. It does, in fairness. Yes.
You just can't be arsed.
Really.
Okay, so with that in mind, that if we're thinking about keeping things simple and maybe things you can prepare in advance or whatever so that you can socialize with your guests, what are you recommending?
I adore our slow cooker beans, which they're on our Instagram highlights, but I think I moved it so it's at the top of it. So if you go to GastroGaze on Instagram, it's there. And they are the easiest thing to do because everything goes into a slow cooker, which during the summer months doesn't get a huge amount of love, sadly, but it deserves a place in its kitchen.
All year round.
All year round.
Yeah, but we still eat hot food in the summer.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
You know, aside from obviously the odd hot day where you have like lettuce and a tomato and a slice of ham on a plate instead for your dinner because it's too hot for cooking.
What's all that? I'd never heard of any of those ingredients. We genuinely had stew on a hot day one recently.
Really want stew though.
Partially because we took the ingredients out of the freezer and we're like, oh, we're stuck with stew, aren't we, on this gloriously hot day. But the slow cooker beans, basically butter beans, a tin of those, two tins of them usually, tomato puree, garlic, white wine vinegar, onions, a little bit of sugar, and a spice blend. So I think we've said this before, our obsession with harissa spices. Mm. We always have a jar of harissa ongoing in the kitchen just as a dry spice blend that we will put into different things. This is a perfect use for one of those. We also have you ever been to Elbow Lane in Cork? They have a beautiful spice blend
spice
as well.
Rub thingy.
That into this mixture is glorious as well.
And also it's all thrown in, heat on,
go to
and
sleep.
It creates itself.
Okay.
And so then you just have it with some sourdough, or if you're not making sourdough, some flatbreads, always good.
Well, you can buy
sourdough. Please do that.
We always say in Drogheda we can't, really.
Can you not?
Well, it's very hard to get.
It's an increasing thing. I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, a nice loaf.
Yeah.
of any kind.
Today's bread today, exactly. Yes.
That sounds delicious.
Yes.
Okay. Any other suggestions?
I'm thinking colourful pancakes.
Mm.
So an easy thing to create that is obviously you have your flour, eggs, sugar and milk, and then throw in a handful of sprinkles.
Mm. Or into the batter.
Into the batter and fry it, and then instant colourful pancakes.
And that's the simple version. You can then go into level two.
Well, you did just say to keep things simple.
I did. He didn't. Yeah, so here we go. Now.
Okay,
here,
go on. Now take you're me starting to level to see, two. Yeah.
This is level two. Welcome along. Have a brochure. So for this one, you need about five or six bowls. Or no, five bowls.
Imagine the washing up.
Yeah, for that reason I'm out. But carry on. Some people won't be.
Five bowls for the traditional pride colours. If you want to do eight for the newer flag that has been adopted, you can have eight bowls. Basically exactly the same recipe. And then you just add in some food colourings into each of them, so you divide your mixture up and then you fry them accordingly, and it's a bit of work, and then you stack it up in the colour of the flag.
It has a great effect.
It looks great on the ground.
It's a lot of work, but
yeah, it's
but my issue is, and this is always, and perhaps you have an answer for this, but when you're making pancakes for people, you are standing at the hob, because you can't keep them warm.
Yes.
No. You can't keep them warm. But
the ricotta pancakes.
The ricotta pancakes.
On our blog.
Yes.
They're very good for this type of situation.
They're also hard to keep warm, but they are fluffy as anything.
Okay, but you don't have a solution for
For pancakes, you could keep them warm in the oven.
Mm. Low temperature.
At
like
low.
But do you need to put something in between them? Or like, I feel like they all stick together. Sorry, I'm just bringing you problems.
No, but I would probably have them in foil.
Yeah.
To kind
the
of
moisture.
Keep the softness and the moisture in them. But
okay. Yeah, pancakes are a bit of
oven,
a pain.
Low, and they should be fine.
No, I mean, I love them. They're delicious. I make them all the time.
Yeah.
But I always end up eating mine on the counter beside the hob, like while I'm dishing them over to my family. Someone's texted in and says, I feel really alone sometimes because I hate pancakes. Everybody else loves them. I hate the smell. I hate the texture. To hell with pancakes. Okay, well, I'm very sorry for your troubles.
You just haven't found the right pancake yet.
Come on, let's allow this person to dislike pancakes. It's okay.
Absolutely.
It's okay for
inclusive.
You. Yes.
What about your opinion on waffles? Because they are just essentially a shaped pancake as well. And like, you know, waffle irons, they're 20, 30 quid sometimes in the discount supermarkets or anything like that.
Argos or something.
Or Argos or anything,
It is niche to have in your kitchen cupboards, but at the same time, it has an amazing effect every time.
Yeah, whether it's the big thick ones or, you know, heart-shaped ones, I think they're very cute and they're a really easy thing to do and they're great to customise.
Mm.
And at Pride, you want to customise everything up a little bit.
Mm.
So you're thinking of things like, naturally, we'd always go fried chicken as a go-to thing if you're going to be extra.
Breakfast.
So fried
with
chicken,
everything, to be honest.
A bit of cream, sweet corn and a bit of chilli honey.
Mm.
All that together on top of some waffles. Absolutely beautiful. If you want it, that's a great savoury option. But if you wanted to go sweeter, look at some, you know, those speculoos biscuits that you get at the hair salon. Looking forward to them again. Oh, no, wait, we won't even get snacks at the hair salon anymore. So that's the end of that business entirely.
No snacks,
but those
no
biscuits,
drinks.
The Biscoff ones, with a bit of, they're amazing,
it's
crumbled up.
Also a spread.
Oh, yeah, and it's also the spread.
It is. Crack in a jar.
Oh, I need to try that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's incredible. That with a bit of salted caramel or some ice cream.
Now you're talking my language.
And cream.
Oh, yes.
And sprinkles.
I think Caroline is outraged out there. I presume she's saying she says that's diabetes. Caroline, it's Pride.
It's only one brunch.
Yeah.
For sake,
it's not every day. Well, it should be every day.
Afterwards, I'll have a salad, okay?
No, we're talking about the salted caramel. You make the most incredible.
And it's vegan.
And yeah. So what is the recipe? Because I never let
you
make
it. Coconut milk.
Okay.
Have it in the fridge as it'll then harden up. The cream at the top of it. Take out its cream. On a hob, you have to melt some sugar in a pan until it's kind of golden-y brown.
And is this one of those situations where you shouldn't touch it? I always see that on cooking programs. If you're making... No, you can touch it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Then add in your coconut cream, stir it. It'll kind of go quite thin. As it heats up, it'll get quite thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it cools, it'll get really thick and like so rich and indulgent.
And the hint of coconut that comes through on it as well.
Lovely.
It is one of the nicest dessert sauces we have and over ice cream all the time.
Yeah, would you put salt in there?
Of course you would.
A bit of flaked sea salt.
Absolutely essential.
What more do you want?
Yes. Now, what if you're someone who's not into the sweet for brunch? What about, do we have any other savoury options before I let you go?
Turkish eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs, eggs, eggs.
Turkish eggs are on every cool brunch menu, it seems.
Hello,
like
daddies. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So Nigella Lawson has a recipe from probably her last season of TV, of the TV show, if I remember correctly. And the Turkish eggs are very, very simple. You poach an egg separately, you know, that's one thing. But it's the sauce that kind of... drizzled over. It's not necessarily poured over. It kind of sits in the sauce that's made with a bit of yogurt and garlic. And normally
salt.
I normally am a fiend for saying that garlic has no place in breakfast.
As a course, in
any kind of way, and it's I know I'm very weird about that.
Garlic has a place in every meal.
I love garlic, but in breakfast and brunch,
I can taste garlic in this. I'm like, there's no garlic.
There's something that I read it years ago and it's been stuck in my head. And I'm like, garlic has no place. But the rest of the day is fine. But you put a bit of garlic into natural yogurt. Then you create this very transparent but spicy kind of drizzle to go over with a thing called Aleppo pepper, which is, it's very hard to find. So you can use smoked paprika instead for a similar effect. And it's... absolutely amazing. You've tried it in Daddy's as well, haven't you?
I've had it a few different places. It's so delicious. But talk to me, because I know I can't let you go without saying people really do struggle with poached eggs. So do you have a tip for poaching eggs?
Fresh eggs are absolutely essential. So the freshest eggs that you can find, ideally free range if possible. The water, have the pan pretty full, have it hot,
boiling,
not
just
quite.
Under that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then here's the step I usually screw up on, as it's always you who makes them.
Yeah.
So
when I do it to that point, I often then would I swirl it a little bit, but not vigorously. I know some people add a bit of vinegar in. I do sometimes, depending on the freshness of the eggs. If they're super fresh eggs, like we have a vending machine down the road from us for eggs.
The future.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Vending
machine. €3, 12 free range eggs in a vending machine. Happy days. It's incredible.
Only in Louth, people.
Exactly.
Only in Louth.
So we end up, they're pretty fresh eggs. So we never need to use the vinegar. But if they're a little bit older, because the white separates out and you kind of get that cloud and kind of like a ghost swimming around in the pot, it helps bind that all together. But when they're super fresh, you don't get that.
Yeah.
And one way to avoid it as well, again, this actually comes from Nigella Lawson's recipe, is you get a little tea strainer, pop the egg into that, and then let the excess water that might be there to come out, and then pop the egg into the water. It'll stay in a better shape as well. That's one thing.
Yeah, I just think people overthink it. Like, I think,
100%.
Like, I don't use any weird tricks. I just, like, what I do is I put the egg into a very small, it's like a small cup, basically, and I kind of slide it in.
Yeah.
And then I just leave it.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't come out the perfect shape. Like, I'm not a chef, but it's a poached egg.
Yeah.
There is
and you can eat it. And, like, I think people need to just give themselves. Just relax a little bit.
I think that's the thing. I think people get really worked up on it because they see the perfect egg at brunch and all that, and they try to shape it, and people buy poaching machines and everything like that. It is
poaching machine.
Like the little plastic cups.
Yeah, you see some of the crap we have.
Guys, we didn't even get to talk about Pride cocktails, but I'm sure people can find cocktails on your website and on your Instagram. Yeah.
Yes.
So thank you so much, GastroGaze, Russell and Patrick. Really appreciate you being here. We will see you again soon.
Louise McSherry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.